All right, welcome aboard. It's a Wednesday, and we're about a week and a half away from the Port Huron Prowlers opening their season. Yeah, I'm not making that up. The league website's got the big countdown thing, and it's like under 9 days now. So getting kind of excited about that. And, of course, Wednesdays is normally our Prowler day. Let's see. Pacers been in a couple of times over the summer. Graham came in the last time, and Dalton J is here. It's the Dalton J Show to kick things off on a Wednesday. How was your summer?
It was good. Can't complain. It was, like you said earlier, it was kind of long, but kept myself busy and made it through.
Healthy?
It seemed to be.
Okay. Because you, nobody was really saying anything, but you weren't healthy in the finals.
No. No, you're right.
You were gimping around there. That was not the way you skate.
I was favoring a couple of things, but I mean, that's what happens when you get old and you're playing hockey.
So you kind of get through the summer. I understand you spent a lot of time here in town during the summer.
Yeah, I moved back here just after Labor Day, so I've been here just training and hanging out, I guess you could say. But for the most part, spent most of the summer in Canada, enjoying the nice weather down there and having some fun.
Perfect. That's what summer's for. Now you got to get serious here. Well, you guys are going to start skating Friday, you said?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we skate. The boys arrive Friday. Then we have, I think we're doing some team stuff, like physicals and all that. And then I think we hit the ice at 3 o'clock, I think.
Okay. Not like a big production, no big camp. You guys didn't do any free agent stuff because pretty much you know who's going to be on the team. And it's mostly going to be the guys that were here last year.
Yeah, for the most part. From my understanding, it seems like a lot of the guys are coming back that we had last year, except for a few who have furthered their hockey career, moving up a level, and then a couple of guys due to retirement.
Yeah. Generally, when you do what this team did last year, which is pretty much win every stinking game, which was kind of cool, by the way.
Yeah. You're right, it was. It was fun.
No pressure to do it again, because I know that that's almost next to impossible to rattle off a 38-game streak like this team did last year. But, you know, when that happens, people tend to take notice and they take a look at some guys. Plus, too, I know a couple guys say they're not playing, but we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I mean, it always happens. People always at the beginning of the season, they're like, nope, not playing. A couple games in, all of a sudden, they're like, I miss this. I want to go back, play. I mean, two, it probably helps that a couple of us are friends with them and say, how about you come back and help us out of it? And
suit
we know you miss the game.
Suit and ties are itchy and uncomfortable, and a real job is boring.
That's it.
Let's go play hockey again. Last year, you had a really good season. You've had a couple of really good seasons in this league. What was it, 37 or 38 goals last year? I get confused because one of them came for somebody else.
Yeah, I think it was 37, but I probably had like 45 crossbars and posts. So, I mean, if you add those in as goals, which, you know, hopefully this year they turn into goals, you know, we're looking pretty good.
But you got to play a lot with Graham.
Yep.
And I don't know what Jonathan Giuliano's doing. He's one of the older guys, so... Yep. If he plays, it's usually like the second half of the year.
Rumor has it he might be coming back.
Well, that would be good.
I mean, I think it would help out if he did.
Because I think that was a pretty good line. You guys worked together pretty well.
Yeah, seemed to find each other really well. It's almost like we've played together before. But I mean, it's only me and Matt that have played together. But you know, Jonathan Giuliano, he's an easy player to play with. You seem to find him all over the ice. So
yeah, and he's responsible. Plays both ends. Because, you know, not everybody on that line does that all the time.
Nope. Matt Graham.
Yeah, that's who I was meaning.
Yeah. Definitely can't be talking about me.
If senior's not here, it's going to fall on me to pick on you.
Well, that's fine. I'm okay with that. I just will stop coming into this.
Oh, you'll never stop coming into this. You love this. This is the best part of the season.
It's
coming
is.
In on the Dennis Stuckey Show on Wednesdays.
I got the phone call to come today, and I was like, I'm going. I'm there.
I was wondering, too, who was coming today, because I knew somebody was coming in, but I wasn't quite sure. And then he was so anxious to be here. You weren't scheduled till 5:30, but he walks in at 5 minutes to five and says, I'm here. I'm like, you're like a half hour early.
Well, just rather be early than late.
So I flipped some things around and moved my next interview to 5:30, and we let Dalton on first. The league's going to be a little different this year. I like this. It probably means that we won't go 38 games without a loss, or maybe we'll go 45. Who knows? But because Elmira will be run the right way.
Yeah,
and they'll be a competitive team, I think.
Yep.
We know that Watertown is Watertown. They get to do what they want to do, so they'll be good.
Pretty much.
Danville is usually solid.
Yep.
I thought Carolina was pretty good last year, and I'm sure that they're going to bring back a pretty similar team this year. We know that we're pretty good.
Yep.
The only question mark will be Mentor, who, you know, I'm actually kind of glad Senior's not going there because Senior would have put together a good team.
Yeah.
So they're kind of the wild card, but there's no more of that North Shore junk where they're going to show up with six guys and it's not even interesting after the first 5 minutes of the game.
Yep.
When they're already down three or four goals to you. Mm-hmm. So I think that's good where everybody's coming in is pretty good, and that it's kind of like you got six teams and you don't know before the season starts which ones are going to make the playoffs already.
Yeah, no, exactly. I think you're right. I mean, with what you're saying, Elmira's a, like we were talking about earlier, it's a hockey town. They had an East Coast team there, and they're going to run it right. All the other teams, like you said, I have a couple buddies playing on each team, and, you know, Watertown's going to be Watertown. They're going to be a rugged team that they always are. Carolina seems to be bringing back a core group of guys that they had last year. Danville, I mean, got new coach there, so looks like a lot of their guys have kind of parted ways with the team, whether they've moved up or just same thing, retirement. But Mentor, I think, is, you know, you're saying about the North Shore and St. Clair and all that, but I think they might have a little bit of a struggle at the beginning just because they're a brand new, you know, organization. Yeah. I know they had like a rookie camp due to the advertisement and all that stuff, but I don't know how or who they've picked up. We've seen a couple transactions made by them, but doesn't seem like I know any of them.
Yeah.
So couldn't tell you how they're going to be. Mind you, they are coached by an ex-NHLer, so it could be a good team coming in.
They've got one head start over the team they're replacing. They have a rink.
Yeah. No, exactly.
they have a rink. They'll play some home games.
Exactly. Yeah. There's a lot of their home games, too. I mean, they're close to us. So, I mean, there's a lot of – we play here Friday, and we go there Saturday, back here Sunday. So, I mean, you know, fans here are going to see a lot of them, and, you know – Being a new team, it's something exciting to see because it means the league's growing and changing out and good turnover.
You guys go on the road for the first couple of weekends. I actually kind of like that. I like, you know, when you're getting with you guys, maybe not as much a big deal because everybody knows each other, but sometimes it's kind of good to be someplace else where you guys get to stay in a hotel for a day or two and you're on the bus and all that and the team bonding, I guess, is what we call it.
Yeah.
But I like going down to Carolina first for a couple of days. Mm-hmm. Weather will be nicer down there, too, probably.
It'll be nice and warm, I hope, at least.
Get a last round of golf in, maybe, if you're a golfer. Then you go to Watertown, and you know that will be – it doesn't matter who's playing. No. It's the two teams that played for the championship last year, so those will be two intense games
and they're raising
right off
the banner,
the bat.
So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm sure they're waiting.
Of course they
they're
are.
Waiting for us to be there to raise up the banner, get their little jab. We do the same thing, so I'm fine with that. That's the way it should be.
Yep.
And then you'll finally, by the third week, too, by the time you get to games five and six, you guys should kind of have it together, too, at that point, because sometimes the first few games are a little scrambly.
Yep.
And then the home crowd gets to see you come out and play Elmira the opening weekend at home with the team probably, by that point, going pretty good.
Yeah, we should be fine-tuned by then, so hopefully we win those games and get the fans into it like they were last year and keep them happy.
It's all about keeping the fans happy, isn't it?
That's it.
And keeping me happy.
Yeah.
I'm going to sit up in that booth. I don't want to be sitting there going,
not very hard
this
to do.
Is bad, man. This is bad. I want to see Dalton Jay flying over the line, cutting to the net, and shooting it up off the glass.
Or maybe the crossbar.
Or maybe the crossbar.
I'll try and
you
hit the crossbar.
You did hit a lot of bars last year.
Yeah.
I do have to say that. Yeah, you probably, you know what? You probably should have scored 50 last year.
Well, this year. But
36, 37, that's good.
I've gone up every single year, that's so good. Maybe this year's 50.
You have, it's not easy either. Like in this league, because you're only playing 50-something games.
Yep.
So if you score between 30 and 40 goals. That's like scoring 50 in all the leagues where they play 70 games.
Yep.
That's
tough.
Yeah.
Once you start putting up some good numbers, whether you're on Danville, any team in the league, I mean, you put up good numbers, teams start recognizing who you are and what to do, and I mean, all of a sudden you're going around the ice and you have people with you. Like, yeah. You're not getting those breaks that you used to get.
Well, that's the other thing. When you play them 10 times a year and stuff like that, they kind of get used to what you do, too.
Yep.
Like, they know this guy likes to shoot from here, or this guy likes to stand in this spot, or he'll sneak off into this area. Yep. And then it starts becoming a little tougher later in the season.
It does. So. It definitely does.
But it wasn't too tough for you last year or for this team. I just, it was an amazing run. I don't care what level you're at. I don't care what people think about this league. It's better than what most people think,
yep.
Number one. And number two, to, I think, what was it, 35-0-1 or 36-0-1, whatever it was. It's just,
no,
it people was, don't do that.
No. I mean, even in this league with the travel and everything, the scheduling, it makes it tough because, you know, you play here on Friday and all of a sudden you're traveling to Danville like for a Saturday-Sunday game. It's tough, and you have to be – you have to be ready to play every single game, and to rattle off that many wins. Being a player, it wasn't easy because you took a lot. Once you got, you know, double digit wins consecutively, you knew everybody was gunning for you.
Yeah.
It was definitely difficult.
And then the other part about it, and I'll say this so that Dalton doesn't have to, when you got to ride in and Paul Jean is your referee, and he doesn't like your coach, so you start the game two men short and you kill 11 penalties that night.
Yep.
And still find a way to win the game.
Yep. makes it even better.
Makes and that does happen. I don't care what anybody says. Call me a homer, whatever. That happens.
Yep.
It happens. There are a couple of guys in the league. Maybe that will change. Maybe it'll get worse now that Junior's the coach. I don't know.
It might get worse. Who knows? Time will tell.
I think he'll calm down a little bit.
Well, maybe.
A little bit. I won't make any guarantees, but maybe he'll calm down just a little bit. All right. Well, it's good to see you again, Dalton. I'm sure we'll see you a few more times.
Maybe.
As the year goes. You guys start skating, and the first game is a week from Friday on the road down in Carolina. So if I don't see you before, have a safe trip down there and get your first 6 points of the season.
Well, we'll try. And,
all right.
And the road trip's out of my control. So if it's safe, well, good. If it's not, well... We'll see you next time.
We'll see you next time. We'll take a break and we'll be back with more.